It's time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you know if you had a big one last night? Well, you do know if you've had a big one last night.
Look, I would know, actually, because, I mean, obviously I might have a few empty bottles lying around, but the biggest thing that I have been testing lately is a breathalyzer, and I think a lot of people are now able to buy, you know, breathalyzers that can fit into your pocket, and you can keep it in the kitchen drawer where I keep mine, and a good way to check yourself in the morning or even at night.
So it's just, what is it, something that fits in the palm of your hand?
Yeah, it's a very small gadget. Now, usually they are standalone. There are some which are Bluetooth and connect to apps on your phone if you really want to, but most of them are standalone. And with a couple of batteries inside it, it's got a very simple display that when you turn it on, it basically indicates when you should start blowing into the breathalyzer, and the actual mouthpieces are replaceable, so you can, you know, toss it out after you're done with it. But, you know, just like when you're pulled over on the side of the road, you blow in for a few seconds, it beeps when it tells you to stop, and then you get that reading on screen, which, you know, look, they say that they are very, very close to being the real thing in terms of accuracy, but that probably wouldn't hold up in court if you used it that way.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest question for this kind of technology. If you blew in it and it said you were 0.015 and you think, well, you know, that's fair enough to drive, but you don't want to have to go run that close to the gauntlet, as it were.
Yeah, agreed. And I think people can use it as a good indicator that whether there actually is, you know, a high enough level that they shouldn't be on the road, or even it's, for me, it's actually more important in the morning where I might have had a few drinks the night before and I think, yeah, I should be fine to drive. I've been asleep and whatnot. That's a good time to actually double check, because it does give you an indication of how far it's potentially gone down. And you know, well, actually, no, I should be well under. If it's recording zero or even a small reading, you should be safe.
I think it would also be a useful tool that if you've got that friend who is hard to convince that they've had a few and that they shouldn't drive, you can say, all right, champ, blow into this and let's see how you go.
Yeah, that's a really good example to use. And look, I know a lot of people also just use it as a bit of a fun tool as well, that you might get back from a big night out. And you think, geez, I'm just curious, actually, how bad was I? And it could be a good marker just to say, wow, you really did have way too many drinks that night.
You also have some technology that can test something else when it comes to our breath.
Look, here is a really interesting one, a very similar product, but you get a reading back as to how bad your breath is. Now, this is measuring different components in your breath, and it just gives you a reading of very good, normal, not so good, bad, and very bad. Now, what it won't tell you is what your breath actually smells like, so it's not going to give you a proper description. It's just going to say, this is no good. Now, unless, you know, the partner that you're with or somebody isn't already telling you that, you'll actually get the reading on screen before you maybe get too close.
Once again, I think my same analogy works. You're with a workmate and you don't want to be the one to broach the subject with them. You say, look, have a breathe into this and see what it says. And if it says very bad, you can go, well, it's not me that told you, it's my little machine here.
Absolutely. And look, I'm seeing these on Amazon for about $30. So it could actually be just a fun gift to get anyway. You know, it's one of those things that you can sort of just keep in your pocket on a night out, and maybe after some curry or something else, you just give it a whirl and see how bad it could be.
Yes, best used with mates, not with wives and girlfriends, okay? Not if you'd like to like them to maintain that status.
It is not a good Mother's Day present.
Oh, then again. that's all right. My mother-in-law doesn't listen to this show anymore. All right, Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for talking technology.
Thanks for having me.